Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, Niall, last week, God just, and every week, we're just seeing God do more and more and more. Every one of you that have been a part of these broadcasts, every week, God has just been doing more and more and more. And every single one of you, the testimonies that you carry, the very anointing, that the freshness that you receive, the energy, just by you participating, just by you connecting, there's a reason why you watch. There's a reason why you are here tonight. And even as I was preparing this week, the Lord said to me, Jade, these your people in this hour are carriers of revival. I said, these your people in this hour are carriers of revival. If there are any carriers of revival in this place and watching over the airways right now, I want you to shout, I'm a carrier of revival. You can do better than that. I am a carrier of revival. You know, I tell you, just as Peter and John, when that lame man said to them, hey, please help me. Give me something. This is not even in my notes, but this is what I hear the Lord saying today. That as a carrier of revival, that when you see a beggar on the street, when you see someone sick, bound, depressed, because you have been anointed by God and are a carrier of revival, you can do something about it. I said you can do something about it. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of you. When you catch that in your spirit, everything about your walk, everything about your talk changes. I said everything about your walk, everything about your talk changes. Wherever you find yourself, because you are a carrier of revival, you bring change. You bring the solution. See, this is, I want to give you three keys today for you to live in the reality of revival, for you to live and carry revival into your generation. I want you to write these down. The first one is this: prayer. Intentional and prevailing, not travailing. You see, many people are praying. Too many people are praying. And they stay in their prayer closet all day. They stay there and they don't do anything. You see, when you are on your knees praying to Father God, when you're on your knees seeking the face of God, God gives you a divine instruction for you to get up and do something. See, this is not the hour to sit back and just pray. This is not just the hour to sit back and say, Lord, you know, if it's thy will that you send revival, oh God, and you get all Christian about it and jump around and sing songs and dance. Because you are a carrier of revival. You hear what the Lord is saying. Thus says the Lord through you tonight. And this is what the Lord's saying to every single one of you today. That He's going to use you. He's going to use you. You see, the first key is revival. It's not, it's prayer. It's not about you just sitting in your prayer closet and not getting up and doing something. You see, prayer has to be tactical and it has to be intentional. See, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says, if my people, that's you and me, children of God, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, seek my face, pray and crave and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. You see, prayer doesn't just stay in the closet. When you receive a divine instruction from the Lord that divinely and supernaturally empowers you to go out and to make a difference in your generation. And I see that happening for you tonight in the name of Jesus. If you receive it, come on, shout, I receive. The second key is this: true repentance. True repentance. You see, Acts chapter 3 verse 19 to 21 says this: so repent, Change your mind and purpose. Turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased. That your sins may be erased, blotted out and wiped clean. That times of refreshing. Everybody say refreshing. That is revival. Times of refreshing. People coming back to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is revival. That is a fresh hunger, a refreshed hunger for the things of God. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, maybe they'll be filled. It doesn't say maybe. The Bible says those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But it comes with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. What is righteousness? Holy living. You know, David writes in Psalm 24 and he says, whom shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Only those with clean hands and a pure heart. You see, if you want God to use you through mightily, operate in His power through you, it starts with purity. It's birthed in purity. It's birthed in you living a consecrated, holy life unto God. Now again, you may perceive holiness as weird. I'm not telling you to be weird. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this. The Bible doesn't say, be ye lit, for I am lit. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And it's from that place of purity and holiness that God says, I see you right now living a consecrated life, living a life committed to me, that I can let revival flow forth from you. I tell you, I'm almost 30 years old. 30. And I refuse to get to the age of 35 and not see people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ every single day of my life. Let me tell you, when the devil tells you not to do something once, you do it 1,000 times over. When he says, why are you winning souls? That's boring. That's weird. Why are you living a holy life? Why are you living a pure life? You do it 100 and 1,000 times over just to stick it in the devil's face that he's been defeated. He's not over my head. He's under my feet. I tell you, the only way that I can boldly declare and proclaim the way I'm living, the way this way in front here right now and over the airwaves, is because I've chosen to live a consecrated and holy life. You know, in Uncle Greg's famous words, opportunity meets preparedness. Everybody say that right now. Opportunity meets preparedness. Someone put that in the chat right now in the comment section. Opportunity meets preparedness. Right now you're saying, Lord, I want to minister. I want to do all this stuff for you, but there's no opportunity. How well have you been preparing? Have you been sitting at the feet of the Father, as Taylor was rightfully saying? Have you been seeking the face of God? Have you been so intimate with God that you say, Lord, I don't care what people think. I want your fire. I want your power to operate through me. See, if you're not willing to get undignified, if you're not willing to get to be ostracized and criticized for carrying the power of God, I tell you, you will never experience His fullness flowing through your life. And right now, I'm going to give you the third key. And we're going to go into a time of worship in your homes. The third key is this. Soul winning. Soul winning. Keep the fire burning. Soul winning. More than ever before, as a carrier of revival, the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. Leviticus 6:13 says that the fire shall be continually burning upon the altar. That means the fire that every single one of you carry right now on the inside of you, you've got to stoke that fire. You've got to keep it continually burning. You've got to keep the fire burning by the word of God. Because in this hour, let me tell you, there are many things trying to get to your fire. Trying to get to what you carry on the inside of you, what you have. But tonight, today, everything changes for you in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to stand up right now in your homes as well. I want you to prophetically stand up. We're going to make a prophetic act. And I truly believe every single one of you stand up in this auditorium right now. As we step into the new, as we prophetically step over into the new, and you say, Lord, from this moment onwards, I draw the line in the sand. It's written in the sand. The line has been drawn. And as you step over that line into a life of holiness, into a life of purity, into a consecrated life, seeking after the face of God, a new anointing, a fresh anointing comes upon you today to carry revival to your generation. So get ready. I want you to draw the line in the sand right now in front of you, in your homes. Draw it in the sand right now. Draw it before you. And we're about to step in. We're about to step in. We're stepping over the line. And from this moment onwards, everything about your life changes because you are a carrier of revival. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Raise your level of expectation. I want to hear you right now. Get ready. 3, 2, 1, step over. Step over into the new. Step over. Everything changes. From henceforth, you are a carrier of revival to your generation. Come on. I want to hear you right now. Lift up a shout of praise for Jesus.